Well, without proceeding, it's plain that there cannot have been any moral or humanitarian motive behind anything that's going on, and it certainly cannot possibly have been the official motives, the ones that are reported by, say, the Boston Globe editors. It cannot be Saddam's crimes that are motivating this. That, again, is just elementary logic. What about the threat of weapons of mass destruction? Well, that's not, again, there's a number of problems. Suppose we're concerned about weapons of mass destruction. Then one question, obviously, is how come it wasn't true in 1988, when it was a much more serious threat than it is today? Little question. Second question is, the latest bombings, for example, are part of the justification is that they were supposed to reduce Saddam's capacity to produce weapons of mass destruction, but it was conceded at once, in advance, in fact, that the bombings would have the opposite effect. They would increase that capacity. That was conceded because it was obvious. The effect, of the major effect of the bombing would be to eliminate UNSCOM, you know, the UNSCOM inspections. In fact, at least if you can believe Scott Ritter, one of the chief inspectors who resigned from UNSCOM about a year ago, the U.S. had already undermined UNSCOM by turning it into a spy agency, which essentially destroyed it, he said, so I quit. But whether he's right or not about that, probably is, in December, the bombing was, it was understood in advance and stated that, yes, this will eliminate and make it extremely hard for UNSCOM to continue its mission. And the inspection mission is the regime is the only thing that has cut back weapons. And it's been pretty successful, in fact, quite successful, and could remain so. But, of course, once that's broken, it's not going to happen. If you look at the official war aims last December, they made it pretty clear. They said the official aim is to degrade Saddam's weapons capacity. And as a number of people noticed, that means they had no war aim at all. Because, you know, you shoot one bullet at a door and you degrade the capacity. It's meaningless. There were no credible war aims. In fact, the effect of the bombing could only be to increase the alleged danger. Probably will be that. But what's interesting is it doesn't matter. I mean, the fact that there are no credible war aims and that the standard reason doesn't even rise to the level of a joke doesn't matter at all. It's still a just attack, and we must march in a parade, right? In other words, we must act as if we're in a totalitarian society, following orders, marching in a parade, even though we recognize that the marching orders are idiotic and would collapse under 30 seconds of inquiry, and that the motive for this last attack is that, you know, that the effect of it will be the opposite of what's claimed. Despite knowing all of that, we must march in a parade. If you're an educated, responsible citizen, kind of folks who walk around places like this, that's the way you're supposed to behave. Well, you know, it tells us something about the expectations for us and about the values that are internalized by educated people, because, you know, they're not getting orders to do this. They just do it naturally.